This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
There are many reasons why we all strive to keep a clean house, and many products designed to help us do so. But surprisingly, few people are aware of the fact that using many of the common household products, using harsh and toxic chemicals to make your house clean, can have detrimental and even dangerous effects on your family. Today, we're talking all about chemical-free cleaning.
Faster than a speeding toddler.
Sit still for just a minute.
Can soothe boo-boos with a gentle kiss.
Would you get down from there?
Able to clean poopy bottoms in a single swipe.
Oh, what did you eat?
Turning frazzled mommies and daddies into procreators of peace and harmony.
Ah, quit touching me.
It's Parent Savers, empowering new parents everywhere.
Welcome, everybody, to Parent Savers, broadcasting from the Birth Education Center of San Diego. Parent Savers is your weekly online, on-the-go support group for parents from the newborn years through kindergarten. I'm your host, John O'Reill. Thanks again to all of our loyal listeners who join us week in and week out. Thanks also to those of you who are listening for the first time. As you may know, you can join our Parent Savers Club and receive access to special bonus content after each new show, plus special giveaways and discounts from time to time. If you haven't already, please make sure to download the free Parent Savers app, available in the Android and iTunes marketplace, and you'll automatically have access to all the great parenting advice and conversation we have every week. And if you're a member of our Parent Savers Club, you can access all of your great bonus content through there as well. So before we start today's conversation, let's meet everyone who's here in the room with us, so you guys know who you're listening to. This is John O'Reill. I am the host, and I have three boys, 7-year-old Quinner, 5-year-old Whitaker, and 2-year-old Zyler, which we've just realized in the last episode seems to be the root of all of our problems. Every time we do an episode, I'm like, the 2-year-old does this, the 2-year-old does this. We'll see. So also in studio is MJ.
Yeah, MJ Fisher, producer of the Boo Group, the other show that we have here. And I have a son that is 2.5. His name's Jason.
And I'm Erin Esteves, a producer of the show, also known as OG Mamacita. And I have one little boy who's 2-ish.
I'm Colina Carruthers. I have one little boy. He's 8 months and his name is Adam.
And Jamel is on the phone.
And my name is Jamel Ryan, and I'm with a Wholesome Home, and I have a lovely little girl who's about 2.5.
Great. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, everyone.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Before we start today's conversation, from time to time, we like to look at news headlines, topics that are in the news that are interesting to parents and can stimulate kind of an interesting conversation. And this one is kind of interesting because the reaction, even when we were talking about it beforehand, was kind of on the opposite side of the fence. The headline is Olive Garden bans kids in the best possible way by paying someone else to babysit them. We got it from Babbel.com. When you're there, your family, and yeah, you don't have to bring the whole family if you want to be there. On February 7th, the Olive Garden is offering parents the opportunity to dine without their kids because the restaurant will foot the bill for babysitting. According to Fox News, they've got a children's activity center named My Gym, which will be the place where kids will play while the parents eat, and all the moms and dads have to do is pick up their kids after dinner, show their Olive Garden receipt in order to take advantage of the free babysitting. What do you guys think of that? So they're banning kids, but it's in a good way. Well, I wonder what would happen if you showed up with a kid.
I know. I think they would. Well, is the My Gym like right next door the Olive Garden?
I would imagine. There's lots of things next door to Olive Garden usually.
I think some parents would really love it. Yeah. I know I have a friend that has 3 kids that would, they would drop those kids off in a second.
I mean, right. You do it, it gets done at like IKEA and other places, right? Yeah. Or even at the Y where they have the child care there.
Yeah.
So, heck yeah.
Why not? I wonder if this would appeal then to people who kind of get frustrated by kids at restaurants. Maybe you love going to the Olive Garden,
right.
but you're so mad at the toddler stuffed breadsticks. That's your night to go.
Yes.
But then you're taking it away from the parents who have the opportunity to go without kids.
Yeah. I'm kind of torn because I feel that if people who are oversensitive to children in social settings, I'm frankly really bothered by it.
Me too.
Because I feel like these are just smaller parts of our society.
Right.
And if you don't like it, stay home.
Right. And so then there's the flip side of it. Like, why do you have to ditch the
kids? Right.
And they were kids once, those people that get annoyed, like, don't you remember that you were a child too once? Like,
yeah, and sometimes adult behavior is very annoying. I mean, you know, somebody at the table next to you has had a few, a few too many, or they're loud, or they just are very obnoxious in what they're saying. And so,
but for those that listened to our recent episode of Valentine's Day about spicing up your marriage after kids, sometimes it's nice.
To
remember that that's your wife and that's your husband.
Yeah. I think maybe if the word banning kids out of it, that would be
I think it gives a good negative connotation.
My first reaction was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Right. But then when you find out about it, you're like, hey, that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. You know, another interesting thing, though, we've dropped our kids off at care to go to like some parent meetings at school. And the 4-year-old actually like begs us to go back. He's like, I love going to that place. I want to go. Sometimes
it's awesome.
It's not a punishment for the kids that you're tearing them apart. They're getting to have fun and have an experience, too.
Right.
Well, I like the fact that they offered a solution. Whether or not there's one of these locations next door to the Olive Garden that you frequent.
Yep.
That, you know, that's...
Yeah, I think this might be this specific Olive Garden now that you mention it. But maybe we can start a grassroots effort to get it in Olive Gardens around the country. Or maybe we could pick a different restaurant.
Yes.
As well. This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Today's topic is baby steps to chemical-free cleaning. Today we're talking with Jamel Ryan, who is with A Wholesome Home. And it's important that we say A Wholesome Home and not A Wholesome Home, because those words can kind of blend together. So welcome, Jamel.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what inspired you to have a chemical-free household?
Well, you know, it was interesting. When I became pregnant for the first time in my life, it literally changed my entire perspective. And I began at that time a journey down a holistic living path. So that holistic living path touched every point in my life, everything from what I was eating, putting in my body, everything I was putting on my body, everything I was putting on my baby, and then what I used to clean my home. It became my focus. And it inspired me to provide for my family a wholesome home.
Yeah, it's amazing how much things can change.
Oh, yeah.
Once your whole worldview can change.
I am not alone.
You are not alone.
I am not alone.
In a good way, though. It's so awesome.
Oh, it's amazing.
I mean, just like I would never change anything that we've changed. It's like so, so great, including the cleaning.
Right.
And so what are, some of the steps you took to get to where you are now?
Because it's pretty drastic. You know, we're all so trained to think that we need these very specific, very harsh products.
Oh, we definitely are.
To get things, quote unquote, clean, sterile.
Kill the germs.
Kill it all.
You have to go get, even in like when we buy school supplies, you have to get specific products that the teachers request.
Really?
Like, we want Lysol disinfecting wipes.
Mm.
Like, and Sonny's going to be mad that I sorry, Sonny, right. that I said a specific product. But, you know, it's, you know, ingrained that they don't just need to disinfect things. They need to disinfect things with this specific
Yeah, this is right. the only product. Way that you're going to get it
yeah.
clean.
Yep.
And I think a lot, too, comes off of what our families used as we were growing up. I mean, a lot of these products were created, you know, back when we were kids. And so our parents started using them, our mom specifically, and it was just like, oh, well, that's what my mom used, and I know our house was always so clean, and, you know, I have to use the same stuff. Not realizing what it was doing to us.
Yeah, we need to have that smell.
Yeah.
And, you know. All aspects of parenting, that is such a tough thing to break free of, or at least identify, is you're doing things because that's how you remember it.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right. That's mm-hmm. what constitutes clean, is if it smells a certain way
And I'm sure sometimes that person, in some of our cases, might be the one judging if things are clean in your house. And, and that's what many of us are trying to live up to as well.
So what were the first steps you took?
For me, I think my actual first step when it comes to cleaning the household is I literally just started doing research. I researched everything I could possibly find on general products that I could use that I knew were safe and non-toxic, and if they were going to really clean my house. And then I just started experimenting.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I know. It also sounds time-consuming, well, you know, so I think that you have to spend that time up front.
Well, but I think yes and no, right? I think that that's a really good point, that the idea that, oh, I'm just going to snap my fingers and all of a sudden be chemical-free, you do need to kind of experiment and see what works. And it actually can be, you know, it's not immediate results, but it really probably doesn't take that long to start figuring some great things out.
Yeah. Right, and well, that, you know, we have Pinterest now.
Yeah.
Which is...
God loves Pinterest.
And also, too, like, what do you do with all the chemicals that you have had? You know,
I
like
gave them to my neighbors.
Yeah, that's one of my things is, like, I'm going to use this because I'm just going to use it up.
Use
but,
it till it's done.
But I'm not that way anymore. Everything's, like, sitting there, so it's like, you know. What do you, I guess you
I gave
them,
it away.
You give them to other people that aren't as that, crunchy.
Or that aren't as, you
that
know.
You don't care about as much.
Have all these chemicals.
Aren't too concerned with, you know, procreating. So. That's where they win.
So let's talk about some specific recipes, though. Let's get into, you know, some of the fun things that you've discovered, Jamel, and that you've tested, and some of us here in studio have tested as well.
So actually, if I can jump in, I gave everyone a few different recipes to test. Kalina and MJ tried some of these, and I have also. So Kalina, was there one in particular?
I did the all-purpose cleaner and used it all over the place. And it was good. I made a rookie mistake, though. There's baking soda and vinegar in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, oh, maybe if I do... I didn't go by the steps that are on there. And I was like, well, if I water down the vinegar, maybe that'll be not as bad because the baking soda, and then I know it... And it turns out that's not the way to do it, because even though it's watered down, I had just a volcano of cleaner all over my countertop. And I panicked and I tried to put the lid on it, which made it worse. And then it was an exciting experience.
Good
I wish
know.
My son was a little older, because then he could have had some fun with that. But
next time we need to use GoPros when we have these.
Yeah, that would have been great to have on video.
Yeah.
I'm just like, but so do the baking soda and the vinegar first together, because they're so little. Don't do the water. But it worked really good, and I loved the fact that I could use it all purpose is very accurate. We have a glass top stove where we live, and everything streaks on it except for this really awful, really chemically glass top stove cleaner that we were given. And that did not streak.
Oh, wow.
At all. And I was kind of worried because there's like a little bit of soap in it. And But yeah, that cleaned it really well, and there were no streaks, and there's no smell. My eyes didn't burn. And
nice.
It was a good experience. I like it.
Yay. So will you continue to use this?
I think so. Yeah. I'm going to have to figure out something with the spray bottle, though, because it I don't know if it, like, pressure or something in the bottle that I have, it would kind of, like, build up and it wouldn't want to squirt.
Well, in my own experience, I had to go through several different types of spray bottles.
Yeah.
Because, so did I.
Yeah, because some of them aren't so great.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually you'll find one that
that'll
suits.
Work.
Yeah.
Cool.
You know, the one that I found that works really great is at Home Depot or Lowe's or any of those type of stores. They have what they call like a heavy-duty spray bottle, and it's actually made for heavy-duty chemicals,
right,
which is kind of funny. But the fact that it's made for the heavy-duty chemicals, the, you know, cleaning supplies that you're putting, the ingredients in the bottle won't affect the sprayer. So it's right, actually a really great sprayer, too.
That's really, that is really funny that that's the spray bottle.
Well, you know,
it's like heavy-duty chemical
spray. Yeah, and I think that it's really boils down to suction is what it is. I think it has to do with the tube that leads down to the bottom of the bottle, how well it is secured with the upper part of the bottle. Because the bottles that I ended up getting, I got from a restaurant supply store.
Oh.
Yeah, so then those work fabulous, too, mm-hmm, because they also have the measurements on them and stuff. I don't know what they're doing with them in restaurants, but... So, Jamel, what would you add to this all-purpose cleaner?
There's a couple of essential oils that I actually, I kind of trade off, and I add them to a very similar recipe. My all-purpose cleaner has the same ingredients. The only difference is instead of the Dawn dish soap, mm-hmm, I actually use Dr. Bronner's all-purpose salsa soap, but still the white vinegar and baking soda. And the warm water is key to kind of melt everything together. And then I actually add a couple different essential oils. One of them is just straight lemon essential oil. Mm. I love the fragrance. And not only that, but it's, you know, extremely disinfecting and antibacterial and cleansing. And then there's also a blend of essential oils that I use called On Guard, and it's specifically sold by a brand of essential oils called doTERRA. And this blend contains wild orange, clove bud, cinnamon bark, eucalyptus radiata, and rosemary. And that combination is a powerhouse of cleaning.
That's hardcore.
It's super hardcore. It's hardcore antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral. It's a powerful disinfectant. It's purifying. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. And it smells pretty darn good, too.
I'm definitely going to try that, because what I do for my all-purpose cleaner is I actually take white vinegar and orange peel, and I will soak the orange peel in the white vinegar for a couple of weeks. And then, so all of the essential oils from the orange peel go into the vinegar, and then
exactly,
that's what I use as my basis.
So you're just distilling your own essential oils.
I am.
Will that work with cuties? Or does it have to be an orange?
I think the orange peel of any sort would work. You could probably also do lemon peel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or grapefruit. Grapefruit is another really great one. Any of the citrus, lime as well.
And here in Southern California, like, I feel like we all know at least a person who has one of those trees in their backyard.
Right.
They're trying to get rid of those things.
I know. Anytime you go to the office or the doctor's office or something, there's always a bag of fruit on the counter.
Yeah. Well, that's a great reason to just take some and make your own oils to add to your cleaning supplies. Because I think we all think, all right, am I going to make a lemon bars? Lemon. Right?
Yeah. But, and it doesn't turn out to be like a huge crafting project either.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's actually what happened with me. I did the tub cleaner. Mm-hmm. So it was the grapefruit. And my girlfriend lives in Fallbrook and she has a huge grapefruit tree. And she gave me like this, you know, and I love grapefruits, but she gave me a huge bag. And so I'm just, you know, giving them to friends. And then this came up and I was like, great, I'm going to be using the grapefruit. And so, I actually used it. I did it this morning, procrastinator that I am. But my husband was happy to clean my tub. And I was super surprised that, because at first, you know how that little ring down at the bottom and it's like orange. And I'm like using it. And I actually didn't use kosher salt because I didn't have kosher salt. I just used regular salt, but it worked great. And the scum around the side of the tub was awesome. And then I had my son in there with me, which is not the way that we usually clean the bathroom because of all the chemicals. And usually we have to like open the window in there and not go in there for a while because of all the smell and everything. But he was right in there with me eating his breakfast, sitting on the toilet while I was cleaning the tub. So, and I like I said, I was super impressed. I was it just looked awesome. It felt great. And
well, you know, speaking of the tub, that's one of the reasons that I started doing this because there's nothing I can do to stop my kid from drinking the bathwater.
Mm.
I know, exactly.
Let's take a quick break right here. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody, to Parent Savers. Today, we're talking with Jamel Ryan, who is with A Wholesome Home.
Okay, so Jamel, we're going to be talking a little bit about dusting sprays and about what could be safe on some of our more delicate furnishings, and also what we can use on pretty much everything and anything. So we have a recipe for dusting spray that's essentially a vinaigrette. It has olive oil, lemon juice, vinegar, and water. What would you add to that? How would you take care of your delicate furniture?
You know, actually, the lemon juice is a wonderful ingredient in this recipe. I just personally, instead of using the juice, I would just use the actual essential oil. You would probably need a lot less. This recipe calls for a teaspoon of lemon juice, and I would probably use a few drops, maybe 2 to 3 drops of pure lemon essential oil. And lemon essential oil is going to help you kind of break up the soot and the grease and any leftover stuff that you want to clean off of your furniture, as well as the dust.
Right. I had inherited a wooden table that had been owned by a smoker, and that I used this dusting spray to pull off all of that stink. Is there anything else that we could use that might be a little other than antibacterial, but maybe anti-pest? If we, for example, have pets and we want to make sure that, you know, certain areas aren't affected so much by them?
Yes, and for pest control, one of the best essential oils for that is peppermint. It really helps to kind of deter all kinds of biting insects and pests of all kinds, even spiders.
Oh, wow.
but also with regard to the dusting spray specifically, there's another blend that's called Purify, and it contains various amounts of essential oils. It has lemon, lime, pine, citronella, melaleuca, and cilantro. And this is a very wonderful combination of oils because it's not only a disinfectant, but it helps to actually purify the air as well. So specifically with your table that you inherited, I would add this blend to the dusting spray recipe, and it would take that smell of cigarette smoke right out.
Well, and I think that would also broach the topic, which is that sometimes when we spray these aerosols, we can taste them or we can feel them in our lungs, and they're not always that great for us.
Yeah, when you go natural, you know, holistic in your life, the chemicals and the products you used to use they really do affect you, you know, like your smell, your even like my husband will like break out like on his hands, like eczema, you know,
yeah.
Like just because it's just, we're just not used to it anymore. And like the hand-me-down clothes that we'll get from our families who aren't as natural will, you know, have lots of fabric softener and lots of detergent in them. So, you know, we have to take that out with, you know, special laundry
assistance.
Yes, assistance. And just because even when I bring the bag home, I immediately have to bring the bag into the garage because I can't stand the smell. And I'm not going to put that on my son who's never had, you know, any chemicals. So yeah, once we take care of that, it's much better. But same thing with cleaning. I mean, we can't use those cleaning anymore. Like we were talking about earlier with the tub, I had my son right next to me and that was like, you know, not even a second thought. Come in here while I clean the tub and eat your breakfast. and we wouldn't have been able to do that before because, you know, I usually was my husband cleaning while we were out and so that we can have time for it to air out. So yeah, definitely just not even having to use those aerosol cans either is really helpful for the environment, helpful for yourself and
helpful for your neighbors because you gave them all away.
Yeah, exactly. Have all these chemicals.
Well, and another thing that I found that was really kind of hitting home for me when we had our baby a couple of years ago was the fact that when she started to crawl, her little hands and knees were going to be all over our floors. And then what's she going to do? Put them directly in her mouth. So, I mean, we not only stopped wearing the tennis shoes and the shoes in the household so we don't bring in all the soot off the street, but also what I cleaned my floors with was so very important to me because I knew it was going to go right into my baby.
Yep. So what do you clean your floors with?
That's what I was going to ask, because we're at that stage right now. He crawls everywhere, and we have like wood floors, and it's a nightmare. We have pets, so then the fur flies around. And I never realized until we moved into a home with no carpet, because that was always our goal. We didn't want carpet because we knew how gross carpet got. And so when we moved into a place right before we had my son where there was no carpet, then we realized, holy crap, all of this stuff we can see now was in our carpet. And that's awful. But cleaning, I know cleaning wood floors, and I wasn't sure about that all-purpose cleaner, and I didn't want to do anything crazy because we're renting the house, and I didn't want to ruin all the wood floors. So, but that would be my big question, is what would be a good thing on wood floors, especially that's safe for that, and then, of course, safe for the family?
Well, for our household, we have the fake wood floors. We have the Pergo down, and we have one of those hard floor cleaners, the actual machine that's similar to like a vacuum, but it's for hard floor cleaning. And the solution that I put inside of it is very similar to the all-purpose cleaner that we've already talked about today. It contains vinegar and a little bit of I use the Dr. Bronner's Castile soap instead of the Dawn dish soap, but you know, you could use either one, and then the baking soda and the warm water. And then I drop a few different essential oils in it. I drop Melaleuca, or also known as tea tree oil, because it's super antibacterial. And then I also do a citrus. I trade off between the grapefruit and the lemon and the lime, because I just love that citrusy fragrance. To me, it smelled clean. But it doesn't leave any type of streaking on our floors at all, I think because of the vinegar. And it really leaves the floor so clean that you could literally eat off of it or stick your fingers in your mouth like my
there
usual.
You go. Do you have to, like I have wood floors too, and I just basically do water and vinegar, but I think I'm going to add some essential oils now. But do you have to clean it with the cleaner that you're using, and then like clean it with water afterwards, or do you just
good question.
Clean it?
I do. My machine that I have actually has a water kind of rinse cycle, if you will. So it disperses the solution that I put in there with the vinegar and the baking soda and everything like that. And then you do a second swipe that releases just pure clean water, and then it sucks it up. Nice. So you not only kind of wash it down, but then it picks it all back up into the machine, and then you can get rid of the dirty water.
See, I will never do the second swipe because I don't have that fancy machine. So I need to make sure that whatever is on the floor is going to stay on the floor, and it's okay to stay on the floor. Right, so that's
why. Well, it is okay to stay on the floor. That's the good thing.
Right,
you know, I just
don't
know about the streaking part.
Yeah, and I have a concrete floor. So I don't have the same issues that you ladies do, because I'm not worried about it.
You know, it's really nice to find out what works for you and your family. Like if somebody is sensitive to a certain fragrance, or, you know, obviously a lot of those chemicals we're all really sensitive to. So just detoxing your household and making it a clean, fresh environment naturally.
And there's all sorts, and I think what's so interesting is there's all sorts of great benefits that come from this. Not even in the chemical-free stuff that we talked about, like that you're having more fun cleaning your house, and that your two-year-old's there with you. Yeah. And
the aromatherapy aspect.
And you're healthier. I mean, it's
it
really hits so many aspects. All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Jamel. Thanks for those of you joining us in the studio. Thanks for listening. For more information about the topic, to make sure that you see these recipes, go to the episode page on the website. We'll be sharing it on all our social media channels as well. We're going to continue the conversation with members of our Parent Savers Club after the show. We're going to talk about safe times to clean and good times to clean, because there's some things that we may want to clean at different times than others. But a lot of the things, it sounds like we can clean with these chemical-free products whenever we want. But we'll talk about that a bit more after the show. Thanks so much for joining us. Visit parentsavers.com for more information about that. And now we have a question from one of our listeners. Gabby Castro asks, "Hi, my daughter is barely 2 months old and is already growing 2 sets of teeth. The only thing that seems to work is her pacifier, yet she still can't get a grip to it. Do you have any other tips or advice?"
Hi, Gabby. This is Dr. Tara Zanfleet here in San Diego. Well, I'm not sure if you mean 2 individual bottom teeth that your daughter is growing, or 2 whole sets of teeth, but I'll answer for both. Babies can actually be born with teeth. King Louis XIV was reportedly born with teeth, and if they are solid in the mouth and they're not wiggly, they can stay. and the rest will come in naturally. Teeth do not have a proper time to come in, but they usually come in between 2 months and 10 months old, with the average at 6 months. In terms of two whole sets of teeth, it is rare, but some children have two sets of baby teeth. Either one grows right behind the other and they erupt at the same time, or they lose one set and then grow what everyone thinks is their permanent set, but then it loosens and falls out too in the preteen years when their real permanent teeth come in. If one is right behind the other, one of the sets of teeth needs to be pulled later on to help with the permanent teeth coming in. They call this shark teeth for the obvious reasons. Now, teething itself can be pretty rough on some children, causing mild fevers, congestion, irritation, crying, and sleepless nights all around. The most helpful is to have them bite on pretty much anything. This puts pressure on the gums from above, and it evens out the pressure that the teeth are putting on the gums from below. Amber teething necklaces are pretty as well as useful, but be aware of the choking risk of necklaces, so always monitor them. Cold is the other key. Anything cold on the gums helps. You can try freezing a wet washcloth or refrigerate the teething toys, frozen grapes or other fruit in a netted bag, or even in a piece of knotted cheesecloth is good too when they're older. When they're so little like your little one, they can't hold on to these things by themselves, so it's labor intensive for mom. But they do love your fingers. If your baby is really agitated and cannot settle down to eat or sleep, you can use about 1 ounce of chamomile tea without any sweetener. No more than 1 ounce a day, but it has a wonderful calming effect on your child. You can even soak that frozen washcloth in chamomile tea, then freeze it. Herbal topical gels and creams can numb the gums, and some homeopathic remedies are a really nice choice as well. Natural topical remedies can include the old one from Grandma, ground cloves made into a paste with either butter, unsalted, or water and used sparingly. Or you could use ground ginger with water. Well, I hope this helps for your little one. Thanks. Bye-bye.
That wraps up today's episode of Parent Savers. We appreciate you listening. Don't forget to check out our sister shows on New Mommy Media, Preggy Pals for expecting parents, The Boob Group for moms who breastfeed their babies, and Twin Talks for parents of multiples. Next week, we're going to be talking about another great topic of interest to parents everywhere. This is Parent Savers, empowering new parents.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care, and should not be used for diagnosing or treating healthcare problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified healthcare provider.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, mamas. Don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.